Let's talk about the actual model at the center of today's pricing news, because GPT-5.6 Sol is worth understanding on its own terms before we get to the economics. Roboflow's analysis, 343 upvotes, 163 comments, makes a specific technical case. Sol's performance on vision tasks, meaning the model's ability to interpret, describe, and reason about images, is the best OpenAI has shipped. They tested it on document understanding, spatial reasoning about image content, and multi-step visual question answering. And the results across those categories are meaningfully better than prior versions.
And then OpenAI cuts the price in half. 481 upvotes on that pricing announcement, 302 comments. From a market structure perspective, this is the third major price reduction in the GPT-5 series within 6 months. The pattern is familiar from cloud computing. AWS did the same thing with storage and compute pricing in the 2010s. You drive adoption at scale, you drive down unit costs through volume and infrastructure efficiency, and you pass some of that savings to customers to lock in switching costs before competitors mature.
The switching cost angle is important. If your application is built around OpenAI's API, your prompt engineering, your fine-tuning, your evals framework, cutting your per-token cost by 50% is real money, but it also makes it harder to justify the migration cost to a competitor. You're already optimized for this provider's quirks. The price cut is partially a retention mechanism, not just an acquisition tool.
What I find strategically interesting is the timing relative to the vision capability story. If Sol is genuinely the best vision model available right now and you simultaneously have the price, you're collapsing the economic argument for using competing models in visual applications. Anthropic, Google, and the open source alternatives are all competitive on text. But if Sol has a genuine vision lead and it's now half the price, that's a defensible moat, at least temporarily.
The HN comments on the pricing story were a mix of celebration from developers who depend on these APIs and skepticism from people asking how long the pricing lasts. There's historical precedent for introductory pricing in API markets that later adjusts upward once competitors are squeezed out. The antitrust-aware folks in the thread were pointing out that this pricing pattern is worth watching.
And that's actually a good moment to talk about the legal framework here, because the words antitrust and monopoly get used loosely in tech discussions. When people in the HN comments said OpenAI is engaging in predatory pricing, it's worth being precise about what that would actually mean legally. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, yes, 1890, this law predates commercial aviation, prohibits monopolization and attempts to monopolize. But the key word is monopolization, and legally that requires two things: having monopoly power in a relevant market and acquiring or maintaining that power through anti-competitive means, as opposed to just being really good at what you do.
And market share alone isn't enough. Courts have consistently held that having 60, 70, even 80% of a market isn't automatically illegal. What matters is conduct, whether you're using your position to exclude competitors through means other than competition on the merits. Price cuts that reflect genuine cost efficiencies are generally lawful. Price cuts designed specifically to drive competitors below viability, with the documented intent to raise prices later, cross into predatory pricing territory, but that's notoriously hard to prove.
The analogy I'd use is a hardware store. If Home Depot has 30 locations in a city and a local hardware store goes out of business because Home Depot's scale lets it offer lower prices, that's not automatically illegal, it might just be efficiency. But if Home Depot deliberately prices lumber below cost in one zip code specifically to kill one local competitor, then raises prices once they're gone, that's the conduct pattern antitrust law targets. The question for OpenAI pricing is always, does this reflect actual cost structure or is it below cost predation? We don't have enough visibility to say definitively either way.
The broader AI API market is still competitive enough that monopolization claims seem premature. But it's worth keeping the framework in mind as consolidation continues.